This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our uplift today is Music for Your Soul in a new album that will be live stream launched tomorrow afternoon. The album is titled Some of These Days. It comes from the popular acclaimed pianist Laura Downs, who lives in Sacramento, and she's joining us by phone from her home right now. Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Beth. How are you?
I'm good, and you could not have known that we'd be in the midst of this pandemic when you were working on this music, but it sure seems to be in alignment with the times, doesn't it?
Yes, and I had nothing to do with it, I promise, but oh my goodness, what a shift in, every single aspect of our reality, and yes, this music has just taken on an incredibly profound significance for me. It's staggering. Really.
So the album includes freedom songs and spirituals, songs like Down by the Riverside and We Shall Overcome. How is this music meaningful for you? What drove this decision making?
You know, I think that it's a couple of things. On a really personal level, this is the music that brought my parents together, you know, during the civil rights movement. And so it feels like it's part of my DNA and the reason that I'm here. I think it's music that, you know, during the times that we've been living in our country, you know, forget about where we are right now, but just in these last years where we've been struggling so much with issues again of just the divides and the sort of halt in progress, or what's felt often like a backwards step in progress. I've been drawn to these songs as, you know, evidence that we keep trying to get better. We keep trying to do better as a nation. And I think also, you know, with the curiosity and the passion that I've had for so many years now, just about American music, what it is and where it comes from. Well, this is where it comes from. You know, this is the very beginning of American music. These songs that originated really as our first native-born American music, music that came out of slavery, but music that has always expressed hope, that has seen us through so many transitions, so many growing pains, so many attempts to change. So, you know, a lot of things came together and brought me to this music. And here we are in a time of such upheaval and unknowing. And I mean, I feel like the only certainty is that we have to persevere. We have to survive. Mm-hmm. We have to get through this. And that's what this music tells us. Hmm.
The first song we're going to listen to is actually a civil rights anthem. It's a song that maybe is less familiar in some ways than some of the other titles. It is I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. And before we hear it, would you tell me about the connection you have to this song in particular?
Well, this was a song that Nina Simone made very famous in the 60s. It's a song written by Dr. Billy Taylor, who was one of my icons, too, as a great jazz musician and writer. And it expresses a lot of what I feel about the disparities and the inequalities that exist in our society. And right now, I think we all wish that we could feel more free, that we could go about our lives the way that we're used to doing. I'm sitting right now talking to you in my closet because it's got the best sound in my home, as all of you who work in radio have figured out. And I'm looking at all these clothes, all these great clothes of mine that usually accompany me all around the world making my music. And we're not going anywhere for a while. So I think that, you know, this song has taken on yet another aspect of meaning in my life, and probably for all of us.
So from the new album, here is Laura Downs with I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free.
Thank you.
Feel to Be Free from Laura Downs. Laura, you were working on this album. You'd been booking a tour with stops across the country. And then all of that, all of a sudden, changed. And tell me about that upheaval over the last number of weeks.
Yeah, you know, I just remember the day that the calls started coming, the emails started coming, and when I look back, and I'm sure we are all experiencing this, it just feels so surreal because it was this gradual understanding of the scope of this. You know, the first emails were about things that were happening that week. I had just gotten home off of the road, and I was, you know, converting the suitcase to head out again. I was going to New York, I think it was like 2 days after, you know, all of this got serious. And, you know, at first we were canceling things for the next 2 weeks, and then that turned into 2 months, and, you know, now it's stretching further. And I've been through a lot. It's been an emotional roller coaster, and I think just the feeling of loss. And, you know, as a musician, I live always in the future. I'm always getting ready for something, and I'm always looking forward to these things. And these months were big ones, and I love the part where I get to travel and share music, especially new music like this. So it just felt like I had been, you know, had this door slammed in my face. And, you know, now this many weeks later, I think there's this feeling of acceptance. I mean, the whole world is at a standstill. We're all just in a pause. My response has been to figure out how to share the music anyway, because that's the point. You know, it's I'm doing that however I can. I'm doing that from home. I think we've all seen how musicians are taking to these digital platforms that we have and reaching out. And I find this actually to be a really beautiful moment where we're all digging down and really tapping into the heart of the reason that we do this, because we just want to connect the music with the ears and the hearts, and, you know, we're making it work. So, yeah, I mean, you know, ask me in 5 minutes. I'm all over the place. I know we all are, but how could we ever have ever imagined anything like this?
There is a remarkable intimacy in seeing artists everywhere performing from their living rooms or their kitchens, or right now imagining that you're sitting in your closet surrounded by all of your amazing clothes and you're talking to us this way. But since we're doing this, can I ask you to walk from your closet to your living room to your piano and sit down at the piano and share a little more music? I'm not sure the sound quality is going to be great, but like I said, the imagination of knowing that we're with you in your home, you're going to sit down as you do every day for all those hours and just play a little bit for us is part of the rare and precious connectedness that we're experiencing right now.
Yeah. And just so you know, the dogs are following me.
Okay.
The dogs were really wondering why I was in the closet in the first place. I'll share with you, the sound quality won't be great at all, but let me share just a minute or so of a really beautiful arrangement I have of Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. And this is by a composer that you and I have discussed before, Florence Price.
Right.
This was written in, you know, about the 30s, and it's a recent discovery. We can talk about that after I share the music. Here we go.
That's Laura Downs performing at her piano in her living room in Sacramento. You have hours and hours now of time to master new music or get really good at the music you know.
It's true. There are no excuses for not practicing.
There is an opportunity. You are going to launch the album tomorrow with a live stream concert that Cap Radio is going to co-produce with you, so people can access it on our website, and it's being carried by public radio stations across the country. Will you say more about this?
So this has been, you know, I think in times of crisis, we all just get a chance to be our best selves. And I have been overwhelmed and overjoyed by the collaboration and sense of urgency that has come together over this last week. So I cannot express my gratitude to the Cap Radio team who, you know, as soon as I came up with this idea, you know, stepped in and, you know, we figured out how to make it happen. And then we started reaching out to our colleagues all across the country, and there are so many radio stations tomorrow who will be co-hosting and cross-posting this Facebook Live concert. Friends at radio stations in Louisville, Kentucky, in Minnesota, in Philadelphia, LA, I'm going to forget, Cleveland, just all over the place. So it's really just this incredible shining example, you know, of what we can do when we come together and we use our resources and just, you know, try to figure out how to make something happen. I'm really so excited. And, you know, I don't know. It just makes me realize too how we're all so connected as a community of musicians and broadcasters. And, you know, this is our world, and we will make it. We will get through this together.
As you were playing Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, I was thinking how every individual has their own version of that right now. Mm-hmm. And so much will be created from this time with each person's view. And I like your description of how we were gradually coming to this, you know, looking around the globe to where it was happening, seeing it move closer, watching it change our lives. Everybody has a different version of this. Back to the launch tomorrow. Are you essentially in concert from where you are right now? Will you be at your own piano in your own home?
I'll be right here at home in the living room, yes. And, you know, we're just getting set up. I think that we've tried a couple little tests, and it should be beautiful. And you will see me in a different light than, you know, when I'm on a big stage. I love this. You know, my musicianship is intimate always. This is what I love the most about making music, is really just having this direct connection with my audiences. I don't really care about the fancy stuff. I really always just want to feel this human connection. And this is giving me an interesting opportunity to explore, you know, all of the different ways of doing that. So I'm excited to welcome you all into my living room and, you know, just to share this music that means a lot to me.
So in this region, or I guess from anywhere, if you go to capradio.org, you'll be able to find it live streamed on our website. You can go to facebook.com/capradio/videos. And the time is tomorrow afternoon. It's April 3rd. And
so we're going live at 5 p.m.
You're going live at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. our time and 8 p.m. on the East Coast, yes. And yes, and through Cap Radio, and then also, I know it's hard sometimes to remember these lengthy URLs. We're setting it up too so that just the front page of my website will take you to the live stream. So if you just go to lauradowns.com, you can also get there, you know, just with a click.
Okay, so that's LARADOWNES, lauradowns.com. I'm learning this because we mentioned websites, and you've just got to spell everything out so that there's no confusion, because we're hanging on all of this information. So again, it's LARADOWNES.com, and it's tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. So I know you've created a couple other things, Laura, because you never have a shortage of energy. You created a little online project for kids to take theater classes that's all of a sudden been filled up, and that's been happening through UC Davis. What else are you doing with your time? Are you finding yourself lost sometimes and bored? What else is in the mix of your day?
No, if I start feeling bored, I just come up with a new project. So I'm shocked at how much I'm working. I think that one of the things I miss the most about traveling is my work with young people, because you know that's just really at the core of what I do. So I'm trying to convert that into product that is useful right now when we have all of these kids, not just here, but, you know, around the world who are at home and are bored and, you know, and their poor parents. None of us know how to handle this. So, yes, together with my colleague, Mindy Cooper, in the UC Davis Department of Theater and Dance, and through the project that I run out of the Mandavi Center, which is called Arts Bridge, we set up this really beautiful series of theater classes that are taught over Zoom by undergraduate and graduate students from the theater and dance department, and we're serving kids all over the Sacramento and Davis region, and that's just been a joy to put together. We put together those classes again so quickly, you know, and just streamlined. And then this morning, I spent some time setting up a YouTube channel. I have this project called My Promise Project, which I take with me all over the country. And it's really a mechanism for helping youth and everyone, but primarily young people, to tap into their own self-expression of their individual promise and potential and, you know, the understanding of what they can bring to the world. It's based on a poem by Rita Dove. I gave my promise to the world and the world followed me here. And that's always been something that's been so spectacularly impactful in just allowing young people to have some voice and some insight. And I realize that, you know, now more than ever, all these kids who are feeling so just, you know, bowled over by this sudden change and maybe aren't having too many mechanisms to express. I want to start doing some Zoom classes and just, you know, really reach out with that. So again, on my website, there's a page called My Promise Project. There's a sign up sheet. Classes will hopefully get going this week. And, you know, we're just doing things fast and curious and filling needs that we see every day. Hmm. So, yeah, no boredom here.
My parents used to say to me when I was young, only boring people get bored, Beth, so get with it.
Yes.
There's something for the teenagers. Well, the music is beautiful. The new album is Some of These Days. It's been a delight to visit with you at home and to feel the inspiration and the uplift of who you are as a person and as an artist. And I wish you lots of success with this music. And we'll again direct everybody to lauradowns.com for the launch tomorrow at 5:00.
Thank you so much, Beth. It's so great to talk to you.
Well, we're going to close the show, Lara, with a little bit more music from the album. We're going to share We Shall Overcome, which itself has great spirit for all of us right now. You take care, okay?
You too. Take good care.
Thank you. That's Insight for today. That was Lara Downs giving us our uplift for the moment, and I hope for all of you it's one that can last for a long time. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Kyle McKinnon and Cynthia Lopez. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineers are Antonio Munez and Anthony Van Hook. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian, and Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. We're back at noon today with Governor Gavin Newsom's press conference. Stay safe, stay informed. Here's more from Lara Downs.
We are not afraid.